St. Peter Chrysologus, pray for us. St. Barbara, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Children, today is the first Thursday of the month. Do any of you know what that means? It means that we remember to say a prayer for priests, all priests, but especially all of our priests. In Advent, remember, we're getting ready for our Lord's coming at Christmas, aren't we? And one of the great ways in which we get ready for our Lord's coming is with the help of priests. What do priests do? Well, the priest offers Mass to bring Jesus down on the altar. The priest forgives our sins in the confessional. The priest preaches to us. Did you ever think about the sermon? I know we're concentrating on being particularly good these days and sitting up straight and listening to the sermon, but it's not just something you have to sit through fairly quietly. It's something you should be listening to actively. How could you really listen to a sermon? Well, you try to hear the words and make them out, think about what Father says, and you know how we say a Hail Mary at the start of our sermons? So that Our Lady will help the priest to give a good sermon, you could be praying for him too. Once upon a time, there was a priest who was a very famous preacher, and when he got up into the pulpit, the church was packed full of people, and many people got converted and became Catholics or started going back to Mass again when they hadn't gone to Mass for a long, 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 long time. But then everybody thought that was because he was such a good preacher. Then our Lord told the priest, "No, Father," he said, "all of these miracles didn't happen because of your sermons. They were good, but that wasn't the reason why. It was because right at the steps," it was a very high pulpit, higher than this one, and there are tall steps to get up to it. Right at the bottom step, there was an old brother, and he used to pray Hail Marys all during the sermon for his sermon, the priest's sermon, to convert people and help them to follow our Lord and get ready to receive him. And that's what made the difference. So let's always remember to pray for our priests. Today is a priest who has a nickname. Nicknames are interesting, aren't they? Do any of you have nicknames? Sometimes I like to give people nicknames. Well, this nickname didn't come from me. It came from the people a long time ago. His name is St. Peter, and he was an archbishop. But they nicknamed him the Golden Words because his words were considered like gold. He was such a wonderful preacher. Not very long, but he spoke in a way that people understood, and he helped everybody to be good. One time when he was preaching, he would preach up to three times a day. One time when he was preaching, everybody was listening very intently. I remember back then they didn't have these things, you know, that's a microphone, and the microphone makes your voice bigger so you can be heard theoretically everywhere. Although in this church it's a little bit hard to hear everywhere because there's an echo and the sound bounces. So sometimes old people have a hard time hearing the priest, and they have to find what's called a sweet spot in church, which means if they sit in such and such a place, they can hear the sermon better than if in another place. Well, all the people were just packed in the church, and the bishop had to project his voice, speak very loud, to be heard by everyone. Sometimes his voice failed, his throat got sore. And one time he was in the middle of his sermon, and everyone was most interested, and he stopped. He couldn't say another word. And you know what the people did? They didn't say, "Well, that's the end of that. Let's get back to the Mass and we'll get home early today." Oh, no. They were upset. And some of the people started weeping. And some started praying. And the next Sunday when he got up in the pulpit, the bishop said, "I'm very glad that happened to me, you know, about my sore throat, because that showed that you were going to pray. And you must pray for your priests and your bishops and your preachers. And you must try to help them out that way. Because the more we pray, the more we get ready for Jesus coming." That's our main saint today. He was a wonderful bishop who preached a whole lot. And the people would help him by praying for him. Our other saint today is a saint who wasn't a preacher. She was a virgin. And she was, as so many of our saints are, it seems, a princess in her own right. and she lived in what is today Turkey, and her father was very wealthy, and she was very, very intelligent. And when she had home education, and all of her tutors, though, because her father was pagan, they were all pagans. They didn't believe in Jesus or the Blessed Mother or the Catholic Church or anything. Well, she would get talking to them, and they would tell her about the false gods that you were supposed to worship back then. And she said to them, "There can't be many gods. God is the one who made all things. If that's the case, how could there be more than one God?" She used her mind that God had given her to show her teachers that some of the things they were saying didn't make any sense at all. Plus, the pagan gods, they were all devils, really, and they led very bad lives. "That can't be right," she said. So the Christians heard about that, and they smuggled in a priest to see her and to tell her about Jesus Christ and his Blessed Mother, a bit like Saint Catherine of Alexandria. Well, she got converted, and she was baptized. Now, this whole time, her father was away on a long, long trip, and he had her shut up in a tower because he didn't want her to have any Christian influence. But somehow, in spite of it all, she did hear about the faith. She did get converted, and she became a Catholic. To show that she was now a Catholic, she threw all of the pagan idols that her father had in the tower out the window. The tower was very high. It's a bit like sort of a Goldilocks story, something like that. It was a very high story, storied tower. And she got all of these pagan idols, just threw them all down on the ground because they were all evil and wicked, which is what you want to do with evil and wicked things in your house. If you have anything, you just got to throw it away and get rid of it, like a Ouija board or something. And then she wanted to show that she believed in one God, as we do. How many persons in the Blessed Trinity? Three divine persons. There were two windows in her tower, and she thought, if I get the masons to come and put a third window in — back then the masons were good, they weren't bad — then I would always be reminded that there are three persons in the Blessed Trinity. And whenever I see those three windows, I would say a glory be. So she did. She got the masons to come, and they put a third window in. And now she could pray to the Blessed Trinity all day long. Her father, when he saw from a distance what she had done, suspected the worst, and he thought, "Oh no, Barbara has gone Christian. That must be why she's put a third window in her tower." And he got very angry with her and very upset. And he took her to the pagan judges to be put to death. And then finally he said, he was so wicked and evil, "I'll kill her myself." He tried to do that, but God sent lightning from heaven to slay him. He wasn't allowed to commit such a terrible sin. Saint Barbara died as a martyr anyway, and today she is a patron saint for soldiers who have to work with weapons and guns and things. And she's also a good patron saint for the sick people if they need a priest to come. Because remember, St. Barbara was locked up in her tower, and still a priest came to teach her and to give her holy baptism and holy communion. So too, if we pray to St. Barbara, she'll help us always to be able to have a priest when we need one. Have a priest when we need one. We all will need a priest sooner or later, if not today. Let's remember every day, but especially on this day, children, first Thursday, to say more than one special prayer for God to bless all of our priests. And you can help the priest that way in his Advent work. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.